Hello, and welcome to the United States Department of Labor's podcast series on allied health occupations for young adults. My name is Sarah Hastings, and I'll be the host of this podcast series. Allied health field has great promise for employing young adults served by the workforce system. Understanding more about specific occupations in allied health is really a first step in determining what the opportunities are in the field. This podcast series highlights young adults who are in training or who have been trained and are working in different allied health occupations. These young adults will discuss how they chose to enter this occupation, what kind of training they needed, and what type of work or continued training or education they plan to do in the future. This series provides practical information about allied health occupations in order to assist both young adults and workforce staff in developing a career plan. So today we're going to be speaking with Noelle Sosa. Noelle is a lab aide who recently received training and work experience opportunities from the Next Step program in Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania. Noelle, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you, Sarah.
So why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about yourself and about how you ended up being a lab aide?
Well, my name is Noelle Sosa. I am 21 years old, and, well, my life has been really interesting during the past 6 years. I am originally from Puerto Rico. I was born and raised there with my family. And when I was a sophomore in high school in 2005 and 6, I told my parents that I wanted to move to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania to finish high school there. Surprisingly, they agreed, and I moved here to Bethlehem with my grandmother and my aunts. It was hard leaving my parents and 3 sisters over there, but I wanted to live something different, so I did. When I started to do all the school process at Liberty High School here, I heard that they had a work-study program about allied health occupations for ESL students, that's for English second language students, and I applied for it. They were already done with the interviews, and they had chosen the 15 students for that school year, but somehow they fit me in. The program was called School to Work, and it was really interesting how they taught us some science and English classes at school. And then they took us to the hospital to many different departments for a couple hours, twice a week for about 3 months. And by doing these, I learned that I really wanted to study a health-related career. I wasn't sure which, but I knew I wanted something to do with the hospital. After I was done with the School to Work program in 2007, I joined the following program, which was Health Career Exploration. Here I was an employee student. Our mentors decided to put us into different departments to work and actually get paid for it. I was working at a family practice center on weekdays and on central transport at the main hospital on Saturdays. I worked through my whole high school senior year. When it was time to go to college, I was stuck between accounting and nursing, but then I moved back to Puerto Rico and studied accounting there for 2 years. I wasn't pleased with my decision. I wanted to study nursing again. So I got in touch with my mentors and asked them for advice, and afterwards I realized that I still wanted to study nursing. So they supported me, and they also told me about the third and last step of the programs that I have joined before, and they have a new one called Next Step, that it is for students that are out of high school already and that are interested in allied health careers. They said that it was going to start on July, and if I wanted to join it, that they will help me to get in it. So I did everything I could to make it possible. I applied for the program. I enrolled at the community college for general studies in order to take some science courses to get into the nursing program. By the beginning of August, I was already a Next Step student, and they situated me at the lab at St. Luke's Hospital, the main campus. They started to train me and showing me everything they do there. And after a month or two, I was able to do a lot of new things at the lab. The program ended by the end of March 2011, and I was hired by the hospital by that time already. Now, I am a St. Luke's employee working at the lab.
That's great. Congratulations on becoming employed. So can you tell us, what is a lab aide?
Thank you, Sarah. Well, a lab aide at the hospital deals with many different types of specimens and machines, but mostly we work with blood and urine. However, we're not the ones who actually examine and run the test for the results. we are the ones who prepare the specimens for them. For example, the phlebotomist will draw blood on a patient. We are the ones who let them know what color the blood will go in, what size, and then when we receive them, we will use our computer system to get them started processing. And then we have some machines called centrifuges, which we use to separate the blood to get plasma or serum, and then we deliver them for their own department to process. Or then we get some special tests that do not get done inside the hospital, so we prepare them and put them on certain temperatures, for example, room temperature, refrigerated, or frozen, and then we send them out. It is really interesting. You need to pay a lot of attention to everything. Every single test requires certain details that we need to be aware of.
That's great. That sounds like lab aides do a lot. So for you, what would a typical day on a job look like?
Well, I go into work, I get my lab coat and gloves on, and right away start using the computer. Then start dividing specimens into their own departments. For example, we have urinalysis, microbiology, chemistry, blood bank, and so on. We start answering phone calls, and they are mostly from the different floors of the hospital and from different doctors. And they usually ask for tests, some test results, and sometimes asking specifically about how to collect certain types of tests. Then we get the blood spun. We get the specimens ready to send them out to different places, and then we keep doing that for the whole shift. It's a really busy job. You're always on the run.
Yeah, it sounds like you really do a lot. So if I wanted to become a lab aide, what kind of training would I need? Maybe tell us a little bit about what your program was like.
Actually, to be a lab aide, it doesn't require a lot of things. The main prerequisite is to have a high school diploma or a GED. The training and experience, you will get it by doing it. The way I was able to become a lab aide was by participating with the program. The work experience, I learned everything a lab aide does on his or her job daily. If you become a lab aide, you will definitely be able to learn everything we do while working there. However, the first 1 or 2 weeks, you will be trained. They will put you as an extra on the schedule for that time, and we will show you how to do and work with everything we do and work. That is pretty much how I did it. At least that is how it works in the hospital I work in.
Nice. So what do you like most about being a lab aide?
My favorite thing about it is that it is not a boring job. There are a lot of things always going on. If you do not know something about, let's say, a test, my coworkers are always there to help me, and they are always very nice. It may sound a little bit crazy for some people, but I really enjoy working.
Very cool. So what are your plans for the future?
Well, right now I am working part-time at the hospital and studying full-time at a community college to eventually become a registered nurse and doing that at the same time. And I am planning to keep it like that until I'm finished studying. To be in the nursing program, I need to take some science courses, and that is what I'm doing right now. I am taking the science courses I have planned to study here, and by next fall, I hope I will be already in the nursing program. I am planning to keep working while studying. The nursing program will take about 4 years, so afterwards, I am planning to take the nursing test and then be a registered nurse and work as one.
Well, Noelle, that all sounds really great. I wish you luck in your continued goals, and thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. We really appreciate hearing from you.
Thank you.
To learn more about occupations in allied health, visit www.careeronestop.org. Just click on Explore Careers, then browse, and you can search for any allied health occupation you're interested in. The website gives you a ton of great information about the tasks and activities you'll perform in a job, what sort of skills and requirements are needed, and what the wages and employment trends look like in your state. Again, that's www.careeronestop.org. So I hope this information was helpful to you in your search to finding the right career for you. And thanks for listening today. Goodbye.